Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Welcome to Frost Talk for the new year, the first episode. Jay and I here chilling.
Yo.
It's Frost Talk, bitches. 2020. Super high, seeing 2020. No. We seeing 420.
On 420, there's going to be 420s.
Just so you know, all April is 420 this year. Technically.
That's why I said that.
Facts.
It's going to be 420 on 420 at 420.
The mind fuckery.
Oh, that's crazy.
So let's get into the shits. It's New Year's and all that. You seen Gunna's Crime Stopper video?
No.
Nigga was on Crime Stopper back in the day.
Oh, shit. Yeah. My brother showed me that shit. That shit was funny. I don't know. The video showed me the T.I. one first, and then it showed that one.
Well,
T.I. only did that because the case and shit.
Yeah. So you had to. Gunna shit. I mean, I don't really know about it, but the funniest part about it is that the rapper trying to expose Gunna for that thinks that he's going to get famous by doing that. But no one's listened to his music. You know the nigga's name that dropped the video?
No.
Exactly.
Who was it?
I don't know. Some other rapper that had beef with them that's suing Young Thug for some type of name infringement.
I mean, the nigga who supposedly got pressed by Tory Lanez in a van and shit. That nigga, since that shit happened, a lot of people been paying attention.
The one that dissed Tory Lanez, right?
That nigga's nice,
but that nigga did it in a smarter way. He put a video and a song out dissing Tory Lanez, showing off his ability. He ain't try to bring up an old picture of Tory Lanez from a Crime Stopper shit.
Yeah, where
you know what I mean? Like, it's different ways to show, like, to showcase and promote yourself.
But that's Tory Lanez. He said, "Anybody who want to step to me, step to me."
Hey, that
and
nigga,
then you pull up on a nigga in a van while the nigga's dolo. Like, what the fuck?
And then he does
then you record the nigga apologizing, nigga, bro. You squad deep in the car. What the
nigga
fuck
Tory, and then Tory does a whole press run for Chinx Tape 5. I mean, Chinx Tape, whatever. And then fucking nobody asks him about it. You know, he briefed niggas beforehand. Like, yo, don't ask me about that other nigga. Don't ask me about that other nigga.
He got bodied. I'm sorry. Tory Lanez caught that L.
I think Don Q took Tory Lanez out.
Yeah.
We ain't from New York, so we're biased.
The only thing about that is that wasn't as local. I mean, that was more local compared to all the other shit. All the other shit.
I think Tory just caught niggas by surprise. But anyway, that's 2019
think
shit.
You think
that's 2019 shit. We 2020.
You think some people know about Don Q?
Not yet. I think they barely know about A Boogie as they should, but that's because A Boogie's from New York. But anyway,
I think A Boogie got his spot already.
I think he's growing. I think
since that's where I've been, man, since that song, nigga, that shit plays everywhere.
I think A Boogie has more room to grow.
I FaceTime my sister. She live in Texas, nigga. She was listening to that shit.
I think they got more room to grow.
I remember he just got crazy fucking clout because that nigga was on that Rick and Morty episode.
Facts. And I think last year he killed it with the features. I think this year, whenever his album dropped, Artist 2.0, whenever that shit drops this year, it's going to be A Boogie season all year.
He's decent.
If he goes back to the original A Boogie, that artist album, he's going to kill it. He's going to kill it.
That's the A Boogie that the New Yorkers love. Nobody want to hear this, I'm Michael Jackson 2.0. Like, what the fuck you talking about? That nigga wilding with that shit.
Anyway, so we got a lot of shit to get off today. A lot of shit to talk about. We can start off talking about the wrap up if you want.
Oh, Uncle Murda.
How you
the wrap
about
up
the
2019?
It's crazy shit, crazy.
He went off.
That nigga was on MSNBC.
No, funny, I appreciate the fact that this nigga's, like, his loyalty to 50 is real. Because there was a bar in there where it kind of sounded like if it was taken the wrong way, it would have sounded like it came at a little jab at 50, but, and then the third verse, he told, oh, the 50, that's my nigga, you know what I'm saying? Bro, that shit's still fresh. That shit came out, like, 2 days ago, so.
I gotta
listen to that shit a couple more times. That shit was fire.
I've liked the beats he picked in the past better, but I like it. He kind of missed a lot of stuff, but he said he was gonna miss stuff in the hook.
I like the beat that he chose for the simple fact that it was a beat that you could keep going on.
I felt like last year, though, he had some real shit. Like, you could even play, like, in a club type shit. Like, those beats were just, like, the past few years they were kind of more trappish, more like bumping in the car. Yeah. This was some soulful.
I don't know. This was more on some New York nigga shit.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why I loved it. I was like, yo, this nigga making me feel like I could sit on a stoop with a fucking beer.
I think his shit comes out on Don't Come Outside Volume 2. I think his tape comes out on the 10th. I'm not mistaken. Uncle Murder underrated. Because we love the disrespect.
Yeah, I think he's underrated.
And we need somebody with disrespectful bars nowadays. Like,
I'm just waiting to see who's gonna be the one to reply.
Well, Reese replied already.
And how many people paid attention to that?
It was on
all nobody. Why? Oh, Lil Reese got shot in the neck. Glad that he living. He about to drop me. He said he about to drop an album. Nobody want to hear it. The fuck out of here. That was straight.
Nigga said he lost his voice. He did lose his voice for 2 months.
Yeah. And he was about to drop an album and nobody want to hear it. Nobody want to hear Lil Reese. bro, be real. You want to listen to Lil Reese?
Hell no.
Give me more Young M.A. or somebody like that. Give me more DaBaby. I listen to that. I don't want no fucking Lil Reese. That nigga shot. big shout out to Roddy Ricch for changing my how I perceived him and his fucking music. I say that since Feed the Streets 2. Because once I heard Feed the Streets 2, I was like, yo, this nigga's about to blow the fuck up. And lo and behold, the nigga.
You like that?
His album is fire. Bro, the album is fire. Fire, like seriously. I told you when I first listened to it, I didn't think it was gonna be that as good as what it was.
We spoke about it on here before.
I don't think The Box is the best song on that album. I still think Tiptoe is the best song on that album.
I like War Baby personally, but
hold on, let me see my shit because he had a song with Ty.
That Ty bodied that song.
That shit was hard. That shit. Not for nothing. I'm looking forward to this album.
Shout out to Travis. Dropped some shit right before New Year's. That was hard.
Oh, you talking about the...
The Jack Boy shit.
The Jack Boy. I ain't gonna hold you, bro. I really don't like it.
I know you wouldn't.
Backseat. The shit with Roddy Ricch, Ty Dolla's fire. That shit is hard.
Nah, I know you wouldn't like it, but that shit was hard to me. I liked it. Especially that newer artist you got on there, the singer dude.
Listen, that album was...
It was an EP, though.
No, that album, or EP, whatever the fuck you want to call it, was production-oriented.
Of course. That's Travis, though.
Because the lyrics were trash.
That's Travis. That's Travis.
Especially on that nigga, on the Gatti song.
Pop Smoke bodied it.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I'm not.
I'm a New York. I'm Brooklyn. Like, that shit was hard.
Not too big on
it. And I'm happy he gave out two New York niggas a good look on it. With Sheck West.
Nigga, God's Eyes, Fire. Road Don, Dice is fire.
Don Tolliver. Don Tolliver on Travis shit was fire. And then this is Salaam Remy's new project.
Nas and Amy Winehouse. Mad random, but on my way to work today, I was listening to Ski Mask album. I forgot that shit was fire. That shit was dope. Very, very underrated. But I'm still giving Cordae album of the year. Production-wise, lyric-wise, I think, bro, from beginning to end, the album was to the T. He didn't have too many features on the songs by himself. He did his thing. Like, that nigga showcased, like, bro, I could fuck around with the fucking hype trap shit, still spitting bars. And he did. That little nigga's talented, bro. That little nigga.
He's definitely talented.
That little nigga's going a long way. I'm going to need him, J.I.D., and J. Cole to hop on a fucking song. And throw Denzel Curry on there for the remix. Shout out to Denzel Curry. Oh, he's dropping something soon, too.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for that. I was shocked when he cut his hair.
I want to see short-haired Denzel Curry. I want to hear what that sound like.
Yes.
I want to hear him on his bullshit.
Bro, I'm excited for this year music wise. Oh, I want all these little niggas to come up. Flatbush got some shit coming out too. Who else?
We was talking about Slaughterhouse, but that's not really fair. Who's the better group out of Griselda versus Flatbush? Musically.
That all right. I'm gonna throw my complete bias out the window because I don't want to give you a subjective ass answer, but it depends who you're asking, because remember, a lot of people fuck with West Side Gunn. A lot of people fuck with West Side Gunn.
Yeah, they've been doing it for years.
And then a lot of people fuck with Benny the Butcher too. Nigga, Benny the Butcher been around for years, bro.
You gotta remember too that they're getting a bigger look because they're on a major.
And they just sound too good together.
Yeah, but they're also on a major. That's a big part of it too. That's a big part of the look. Getting down on like Rap Radar on New Year's Eve and shit like that.
I mean, the album is quote unquote critically acclaimed, so. And I can't hold you. That album is fire. What was Sheen gonna do? That nigga, that album is fire. That shit is fire. I ain't gonna hold you. I was never too big on West Side Gunn. I always fuck with Benny the Butcher. Fucking Conway too. But the more I fucking listen to the fucking album, I'm like, yo, this nigga Gunn is fucking hilarious. Like, you could tell the nigga's having fun with what he's doing. And I like that shit. I like the shit that this nigga Benny did most of the production.
See, for me, I like... Well, nah, no, he didn't. No, he didn't.
Bro, Benny was dead. Bro, watch the Sway interview.
He probably helped orchestrate the beats and shit like that. But you saw that we read the credits here on the podcast.
If you do that, like, if I give you like 4 or 5 bars on a song or some shit, technically... I helped you write that song.
I think Flapper's got the better music. I think
Griselda. That's why I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to be subjective.
I think Griselda.
Because I think Flatbush Zombies takes about a mile.
I think Griselda does the better business. Having Roc Nation as the management, having Shady as their label, and being able to have the freedom to do what they want to do, sell their own merch like Flatbush does, but at a bigger scale.
Think about it. You got the best of both worlds. Roc Nation is probably the top management group right now in music. And then, my nigga, you got the names backing you. The names backing you. And you heard what these niggas said, that their next album is going to be straight in-house.
Like, I'm kind of getting tired of Flatbush sticking to their crew of Beast Coast. Like, I want them to branch out and work with people outside of their comfort zone.
That's funny because that's how I originally felt about TDE. That they kept fucking around with
in-house people and shit.
Or fucking Joey and his crew, Pro Era and shit like that. That they only kept fucking with the same people over and over. But then again, I also understand from a from the industry perspective of it, it's like I know what I'm doing with these niggas. I don't know if I'm gonna get fucked over with these niggas because we not that cool.
I'm not in
it for the quick cash grab.
I feel you, but
there's people who.
I would love to hear like a Joey Badass if he did a song with, say, like...
Prime example, J. Cole. J. Cole moves like that. He's not going to make a fucking song with you if he don't think it's going to fucking hit.
Yeah, but J. Cole works with other people outside of his camp. He had that run of doing songs.
On his albums.
I'm not saying on his albums. I'm saying I want to hear, even if it's just a single that you just throw out
there. He don't want his mixtapes.
And we're not going to compare Joey Badass and Flatbush to J. Cole either.
Bro, Cole will give you a verse. Cole won't call you to work with you.
Well, now he's not giving out no verses.
He's not.
Yeah, that was the end of it. Gangstar was the end of it.
Yo, and I need J. Cole and J.I.D. to come out with a joint album. Deadass.
I don't see that happening.
Deadass. Bro, everyone else
on Dreamville would feel away. I guarantee it.
Why?
I guarantee Earthgang's gonna be like, why only J.I.D.?
But Earthgang, my nigga, y'all already two people. Y'all both two nasty motherfuckers. Y'all don't need to do shit with Cole.
Baz's gonna sit there and be like, nigga, I was the first one here.
Bro, do you not understand this narrative? That's like, J. Cole knew off the rip. He ain't had to do nothing with Hov.
I think J. Cole's art as a label owner, the leader of that crew, his biggest concern should be getting Ari Lennox off this little wave of entitlement she's been on. That's kind of been a little annoying.
I think that's just her personality.
Her and Summer Walker, and fam, like, they need to relax. Like, y'all just got, like, Melly too, because Melly's announced today she's quitting music. Y'all just got into business. And I'll get more into Melly shit, because I think that's Tory Lane's fault, and him beefing with Interscope on his own, Melly being under Tory Lane's fucked it up for her.
I feel like this year, starting this year, artists need to keep their whatever they dealing with their fucking labels or whatever. Keep that shit to yourself. Because when it does get to the public, it does fuck with your numbers and shit like that. I feel like it does.
I just feel like it's not helping your cause.
At all. Yes, exactly.
Because I don't think it is. The average consumer doesn't understand what that even means.
They don't understand the fucking the office situations that are back.
They don't understand what you're going. They just see that you're to a label and the label's giving you money. You should be happy no matter what. So it's like they don't understand that LaTory had to pay a certain amount of money for the samples and the label's supposed to reimburse him. And there could be shit going on with that.
And then the fees for the studio. But or then like, it, you know
people don't understand that Interscope could also, and I'm not saying it's happening. I'm just alleging. Interscope could be like, all right, Tory says, you know, you don't want us to fuck with you. All right. Let's fuck with Melly. Let's fuck with her shit. Now she can't go and put nothing out. Like what they did with Uzi.
Fucking with niggas cash flow. But yeah, remember, this Interscope thing been going on for a while, though.
It has. It has. And it, I blame all artists.
You blame Jimmy?
No, I blame artists not doing good deals.
No, be real. You blame Jimmy? I blame Jimmy.
Griselda's technically under Jimmy.
I know that, but still, I blame Jimmy. No. Don't get me wrong. It's business. He's doing right on signing. Pay attention to what's going on.
Jimmy's a businessman.
Music distribution wise. So
if your business is not up to par, you're going to get ripped off, whether it be Jimmy or whether it be someone else. That's how I feel.
Who's running Def Jam right now?
Paul Rosenberg.
No way.
Paul Rosenberg.
Serious?
Eminem's manager, yes.
That's interesting.
Joe Budden's, like, and I don't want to quote Joe Budden shit. Interesting. But he had a point of saying he's doing a horrible job.
I want to get this clear. So Roc Nation is a subcategory of Def Jam.
No.
It's not?
No.
Okay. I wanted to clarify.
It's just
on that.
Just the management. It's separate.
Because I keep hearing that left and right, and I'm like, I'm pretty sure Roc Nation is his own thing.
Yeah, it's his own thing, his own label and his own management. And
it's just the names on that shit's insane, bro.
Def Jam, they don't really got that many heavy hitters.
Not no more. Atlantic has more, I think.
Atlantic's running
right
it.
Now. Atlantic has.
And Atlantic technically is, I don't think he owns it, but I know he's in charge of a lot, is Young Berg, Hitmaker.
He changed his name. That's
his name is Hitmaker, though. When you hear that Hitmaker, that's Young Berg.
Yeah, because we not. He got into like a beef or some shit before he. When he was finishing up as Young Berg or some shit like that, that's why he changed his name?
I don't know. I know that there was a run-on where niggas was running around with his chain, and his chain was everywhere on the internet.
That's it. That's why I did. That's it.
Back in like the 08, 09, 2010, 2011 days.
And then it was gone forever.
Yeah, the Transformers chain now, Autobots chain.
That shit was fire. I ain't gonna hold you. That shit was fire.
That's why I got passed around to everybody in the industry. Shout out to Mano. You know what I mean? Brooklyn, nah.
Who else they did that to recently? They did that to somebody recently that their chain went everywhere.
I don't know. I really don't know. We're talking about Def Jam. Paul Rosenberg owns Def Jam. Yeah, nah, Def Jam's biggest acts, I think, is 2 Chainz, Logic, YG, and then Good Music.
I bet you said YG, but whatever.
YG is considered a big act.
I don't think his music is good, but
I think My Crazy Life. You think
his music is good?
I think My Crazy Life could go out as a classic album, yeah.
I don't know, man.
I don't like YG that much, but I think My Crazy Life was a good album. We'll be talking about something before
that.
We got
that from Chades at a bit.
He had the album last year, bro. Beginning of last year.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying, beginning.
Oh, yeah.
Usually he'll have like a follow up.
Usually we hear
a couple months later and
usually
shit.
We hear
not an album per se, but like you know what I'm saying. Like,
nah, usually we hear him on more features. I think that's what
yeah, that's what I mean.
Usually we hear him on more features than he did last year.
Features or he'd be on.
Yo,
like
I'm not gonna lie.
Tape.
There was definitely that run of like 2 years where French and 2 Chainz was on
everything. Yeah,
and I'll give that to them. That's from Wayne. That's Wayne's study. That's Wayne's gimmick. That's what put Wayne on. But they was bare. They was
did he do all that? Did he do all that
before Wayne?
For French.
I'm pretty sure Def Jam did that for 2 Chainz. Won't take it there.
Nah, Kanye.
Def Jam.
Bro, at that point...
What label is Kanye under?
But Kanye's running all of that. Like, nobody from Def Jam is interfering with what he's got going on.
They're funding it, though.
That's all fine and dandy. But no, that's what I'm saying. No, none of the higher powers are coming to fucking with what you got going on. I don't know how that, I don't know how the fucking shit is with Shady and Interscope. I don't know if that's, you know what I'm saying? I don't know about that. But I know for that shit, definitely that's how that was. Fucking, damn, brain fart. I forgot what I was just saying. What the fuck was I just talking about?
Two Chainz.
Oh, Two Chainz. Yeah, Kanye, that was definitely Kanye. Kanye was on top at the time.
And he put him on Mercy.
Everybody wanted to fuck with Kanye. At that point in time, Kanye was like, yo, I just put out an album. I'm going to fall back. I got my good music niggas that I'm needing to put their shit out. Cudi got his shit coming out soon. Well,
Two Chainz was never really on good music, though.
No, yeah, he was.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah, he was. You can look that up. Yeah, he was.
I think he was just affiliated.
Nah, he was. 2 Chainz was part of Good Music along with Consequence, Pusha T, Cudi, and John Legend. And I apologize if I'm incorrect on that, but I'm almost certain that's... You can't read it. You gotta fucking play the video.
Facts.
Or maybe he was talking about, you know, after, like...
We'll take a quick break.
But I'm not gonna... I can't quote that out.
Anyway, yeah. So, I think they were just affiliated. But I think, just to close off the convo, whatever. And this is for anybody, any artists out there, too. Like, just knowing your business is probably, like, the most important thing you need to do. I think Griselda definitely does better business. But their merge, both of them, pops off. But... for the next decade, who do you see running shit? I give Travis another 5 years. Travis and Post, another 5 years.
I see... Damn, man. The crazy thing about it is, I see this year, I see Trippie Redd blowing up. Like, bro, blowing up.
You know who I see blowing up this year if they can follow through? Roddy Ricch.
Yeah.
If he could give us another album late in the year and just hop on features all year, I can see Roddy Ricch blowing up crazy.
Also,
I can see that Roddy Ricch Kendrick collab coming soon too.
Also, JID.
Yeah, facts.
I think he's with, since the Dreamville shit, he's got a pretty good idea of like, all right, this is what a song gotta be. You threw something in there?
No.
What the fuck was that?
Yo, we got ghosts in here?
Nah, son. Like, I don't know, it was like crawling in there. What the fuck, bro? We got a little weird situation going on here. That was weird. Anyway.
Oh, you know, nah, I remember what I was going to say. I remember what I was saying. Yeah, so these niggas were coming at, Def Jam, and they had a good point. You notice how there's mad Brooklyn artists coming out now, right? You got Pop Smoke, Casanova, Fede Luciano, whatever. Mad into these niggas.
Little TJ.
Yeah, little Bronx nigga, whatever. How the fuck is Def Jam in New York and not picking none of these niggas up?
Because they want shit.
Because niggas is out of touch.
That sound, yeah.
Niggas is out of touch. But regardless. The radio
sound ain't running it no more.
It's not about the radio to me. We're in the streaming world, like, fam, like. You look stupid, like, giving Atlantic... Like, Cardi B going to Atlantic is crazy if she's from the Bronx. Like,
facts.
You was right there, she like...
getting guap, though. Hopefully, if, you know, she had a good lawyer read through that contract and shit. And her and that lawyer getting paid guap, because... Sheesh.
I'm not...
Yo, you peeped that right, how I got a shout-out on that album cover?
I'm not saying Cardi... That's my boy's album cover, too. That's funny. I'm not saying Cardi. I'm not talking about Cardi specifically. But I am getting tired of artists using their kids for publicity.
Yeah, that shit.
That shit's getting dragged because it's like, fam.
You know, this is a gnat, my nigga. You're a fucking human being. Eventually, they're going to have a kid. You know what I'm saying? That's a normal-ass thing. What the fuck?
And then these dudes.
You're gonna see that kid event, like, what the fuck?
And then, like, why do artists gotta bring their kids everywhere? Like, how you look crazy with a baby at your concert. Like, I remember I went to Summer Jam and I seen some nigga put his baby on the stage with headphones. And I'm like, that little baby wants to go to sleep. What are you doing? Like, you feel me? Like, what are you doing? Like,
That's hilarious.
Shit, man. So 2020, this year, year of miracles. I see 2020 and 2020. Feel me?
Feel me? 20th and 20th. On the 20th floor.
I'm on the 20th floor of the 20th year of the 20th world. Ooh, that made no sense.
On the 20th rotation around the sun. On the 20th day. What other?
Who's the? Oh, the shit I sent you. So sure was funny.
And was it the worst album of the year?
Nah, I was actually gonna say who's the best artist without a classic album.
Damn.
Because when all right, so to me, the names come to mind. Because I'm not trying to insult them, but like you gotta think. Busta Rhymes comes to mind with me because I don't think Busta has a classic album. Even though that Big Bang Theory was really hard album to me, really underrated album. Who else comes to mind when I think of shit like that? I think I kind of want to say Rick Ross. Do you think Rick Ross got a classic? He got good albums. I don't think he has good albums. I don't think he has like a classic standout. Like, yo, this is Rick Ross's best album. I think all his albums have been so consistent that it's hard to pick like one that's like.
Classic.
I didn't say classic. I just said consistent. I just said consistent.
50 got Get Rich or Die Trying and fucking Beg for Mercy. Beg for Mercy is classic.
I don't think Beg for Mercy is classic. I'll give it to Massacre over Beg for Mercy. Wasn't Beg for Mercy a G-Unit project?
Yeah, still. He's on the project though. Yeah.
Beg for Mercy or it's
a classic.
Beg for Mercy or the Blackout.
Yeah, Beg for Mercy.
I'm biased, so I'm not gonna get into that.
Then that's me throwing my bias.
Me and my boy Hayes was talking about he put some shit on his story and I replied it. He was put some shit about how there's no album better than a Blueprint. And I was like,
what?
I was like, nigga, Illmatic.
Yeah, I'm about to say, I'm sorry. But in my lifetime, I've not heard an album that's better than Illmatic. Sorry, it's the truth.
In all music or just hip hop?
Nah, I'm gonna say in all music. Sorry, I haven't heard of.
I gotta know what year that Carlos Santana album came out to ride with you on that. I'm not gonna lie, and I love Nas, but that what was that? Santeria? Otherwise, I'll ride with you.
I don't know, man. Illmatic is just the perfect album. That's just my opinion, but I think that album is perfect. So,
my Carlos Santana killed that album, though. Yo, Yo, bro, why I woke up today and there was some fucking Fonto and raw paper in a Ziploc on my bathroom floor. And I'm like, who the fuck is this? And I remember I had some bitches over here last night. And I'm like, damn, they really left the fucking Fonto in my bathroom.
That's hilarious.
I woke up at 7:30, you know, a little hungover, threw up a little bit. Running to the bathroom, I'm like, nah.
Nah, man, I never let it get to that point.
Wait, we throw up or is somebody in the bathroom?
Yeah, nah, where I throw up.
I didn't think I was gonna throw up. I woke up and my stomach just turned.
Bro, you feel. I don't care what you're saying.
I feel it at night.
How you get it when you getting fucked up like that?
I feel it at night when I was drinking. When I woke up, I was good for a good hour, and then
when you're drunk,
it just hit me. I wasn't drunk. I think a person knows
when they're drunk.
But that's what I'm saying. I slept it off. I was sleeping. Woke up, was chilling for an hour. I wasn't drinking then. It was in the morning time.
Well, how the fuck did you have a hangover?
I don't know, bro. I woke up, chilling, watching TV, drank some water, just had to run to the bathroom. That white Henny fucked me up.
Disgusting.
Shout out to niggas paying $100 for a white Henny bottle too.
Wildin'.
Like, y'all niggas is dumb.
Wildin'.
Paying them for delivery fee. Nigga, they was gonna take a flight back anyway. Nigga trying to resell white Henny like they're a liquor store. Get the fuck out of here, nigga.
$100.
I saw one for $150 and I was like, nigga, it is not that serious.
Yeah, all right. You go half for somebody 50-50.
For $150? I'm not going half.
$100, 50-50.
Nigga, I got my shift retail, nigga, 70. Chill. I got the DR plugs.
Yeah, that's OD though.
One hit wonder. Lil Nas X or Blueface?
That's Loaf.
She definitely was the last one hit wonder officially.
That's Loaf. Right, go.
Tell Lil Durk. You still prospering, Lil Durk.
That's what happened. She met Lil Durk and her career was over.
And Lil Durk's career had a resurgence.
Yep. Since he got the cup of noodles here.
Oh, D. Now, but I do want to.
Since he got the cup of noodles.
I do want to try Durkios, though. I want to try his cereal.
He has a cereal?
It's called Durkios. Facts.
Get the fuck out of here.
When you watch the Breakfast Club interview, I think it's behind DJ Envy. They have the box. And then he was on MSNBC promoting it. Entrepreneur shit. That's what I'm talking about. Business, bro.
We finished that first one already?
What you mean?
The blunt, nigga.
Yeah, it's right there.
I didn't even notice that. You high?
Nah. I'm trying to think of shit to talk about. It's been like a rusty week for me, man.
What do you think was the show of the year? I'm not talking about show that premiered that year. I'm talking about the show that was the shit that year. You know, for however long it was on, you know, for a season.
It's really hard because I was talking to somebody about this shit and I forgot to mention the Wu-Tang show. I forgot to mention it. So I'm going to take Power out the equation, right? I want to see Power tomorrow. I want to see how it ends, but I don't think they did the best job they can with the last season. Godfather of Harlem really fucked me up.
Snowfall.
But Snowfall definitely won it for me. Nah, I'm lying. Godfather of Harlem fucked me up more. I want to really see what happens with Godfather of Harlem. But Snowfall was dope. That's a strong second.
Nah, Godfather of Harlem is great, though. Shout out to Forrest Whitaker doing his thing.
Shout out to them. You remember in school being taught how Reagan got assassinated?
Who?
I mean, how Kennedy got assassinated?
Learning about that?
I don't remember learning about, like, why he got assassinated. I just remember learning he got assassinated and the nigga that killed him, his name. That's all they taught us.
They never tell you why.
And then watching Godfather of Harlem and then watching, you seen The Irishman yet or no? So watching that and seeing how both of them kind of point toward, like, the mob kind of took him out.
That was a theory.
It's like, it's kind of weird.
Either the mob took him out or the government took him out. It was a bunch of fucking theories that was going around and shit.
I think Irishman was one of the movie of the year to me.
Really?
Yeah. That shit did not feel long enough. I wanted more.
I don't know. General populace would say Endgame, but
that's it to me. But I feel you.
No, of course. I mean, to me, it's not Endgame either, but Endgame was Endgame.
But I can understand why Endgame, because it was the final
movie. So after a fucking literally a decade of build-up.
Yeah, so I can understand why And they delivered. They didn't drop the ball. So I could understand why. I'm not mad at that.
I mean, they dropped the ball with a couple things.
Yeah.
They didn't give. Cool. It was cool. Hulk was the one to snap everybody back, but after that, that nigga ain't really do shit. There was no Hulk redemption from him not turning into fucking not hulking out in Infinity War. But I don't know, man.
Yeah, I was talking to cause
but for me, it was Far From Home.
Far From Home.
Spider-Man shit was fire.
This nigga Tiggs. This is why sometimes when you argue, when you debate with people, you gotta disagree to disagree, because we were talking about The Irishman. I was telling him,
turned into an argument.
I was telling him about like why it's an important movie, right? I was telling him, you know, it's pretty dope to have De Niro, Scorsese, like, you know what I mean, all these guys, Pacino, come together
again
with the movie that they produced and that they kind of had no limits for. It's a 3-hour movie. He's like, nah, man, it's gonna drag. I'm like, you haven't even seen it. Oh, of course, Scorsese movies always drag. I was like, bro, dragging is not no action. Dragging is like when there's scenes in it that don't need to be there. You know what I mean? Like, and there's a difference to that. So I understand his point of, like, I understand, like, where he comes in saying something drags because there might not be action in it. But then it's like,
you don't need action to
make that storyline was though. Fire, yo. That storyline was lit. Not gonna lie.
Like, what you call it? No Country for Old Men.
Yeah.
How much action is in that movie?
Not that much.
But that movie is fucking crazy.
I think that's a better movie where there's no action and the movie is still, like, you were just that was an amazing glued movie. To your seat. Yeah.
Yeah, that was an amazing movie. Fucks with that shit. That was a remake, actually.
Yeah?
I think that was a remake of a remake.
Yeah, watching before this shit. There was it's called Hip Hop Evolution. So it's kind of interesting to see, like, you ever heard of the artist Keith Haring?
He does the
yeah,
the
silhouettes.
Kind of
like
silhouettes. Yeah, yeah, he does silhouettes.
So I didn't know his important part he played in hip hop, which I thought was kind of interesting. He was the guy that told Fab Five Freddy to hire African Bambaataa to DJ in Manhattan, and that was the first hip-hop DJ event in Manhattan.
Nigga, that nigga was down.
That nigga was down, made, down.
Fuck. What was the other nigga's name?
It's Keith Haring Appreciation Day today. Just, you know,
crack his... Oh, he was always with Basquiat.
Crack his whack and use condoms so you don't get AIDS. That was too much.
Yeah, that was a little too overboard, but...
Use condoms.
You get the message.
Crack is whack though.
Yeah, just get high.
I mean, AIDS isn't a death sentence anymore though.
It's not true. It depends. Your class in society, I guess. And I hate saying it like that, but excuse me.
I feel like you could be alright. If you make it 40,000 a year, you'll be alright. With insurance, though. Hey, man.
$40,000 a year. That's a joke.
You only live once. And if you go out because you're fucking, it's not a bad way to go out. I'm out here really saying some shit. Like, yo. It's like when you're shooting threes and you're missing. You excited for Bobby Shmurda to come home this year or nah?
Huh?
You excited for Bobby Shmurda to come home?
I wouldn't say I'm excited, but...
Are you, well, happy?
Like, yeah, I'm happy for him that he's coming back.
I really want fucking Max B to come home before 6ix9ine. I do. I think...
Listen, man, Max B ain't never getting out.
Nah, they're saying he's coming out this year.
That's a lie.
Kim Kardashian's gonna help him out.
I don't know, man.
Kim Kardashian freed more black men from jail than the Civil War did.
You just talking out your ass now.
I'm talking not real.
Nah, you talking out your ass now. That's the facts. Let me see the facts.
Need a fact check?
Need a fact check.
Fact check these.
I'm gonna fucking backhand your ass. Terrible. Hey.
I love West Side's like when he does the gun shit, the machine gun shit.
Yeah.
That should be mad funny. when they animate their own gunshots, like.
That's the ad libs.
Do.
That shit's funny. Be feeling like Casanova about to pop up in the background or something.
Go boom, boom, boom. Yeah. Facts. Yo, bro, you know what's killing me, though? You know what I kind of want to come to an end 2020 in this new decade? It's like, all right, fam, I like melodies as much as the next nigga. Can everybody stop being a singer? Can niggas rap?
Yeah, work.
Can some niggas just rap? Like, fam, like,
I don't know. Some niggas can't rap.
Fam.
Like Sway Lee cool, because that's his thing. That's what he does.
But it's like, there's a style to do it where it's like, okay, this nigga's really talented. Like A Boogie, Roddy Ricch, Sway Lee. And then there's niggas like, that is just like, all right, without autotune, you wouldn't have a career. For real. Like, how do you even perform? Like,
yeah, I mean, but there's people that are close and could get trained into being fucking.
I only say that because there was some new nigga. I think his name is
Plants.
This nigga Nav is a big industry plant. I'm going on record saying that now.
Huh?
I think Nav is a huge industry plant.
Nav? Yeah, hell yeah.
Because I'm really thinking about how he got on that Travis Scott album.
He said it. He was originally a producer.
And then I think they said he wrote Back to Back by Drake.
Nav wrote Back to Back? I don't know about all that. But I don't think Drake wrote that either, but still.
Let me see. Yeah, Nav helped make Drake's Back to Back.
A what? Oh, well, there you go. See? There you go.
Oh, you know what I did watch recently? That was pretty cool. I watched Kevin Hart's documentary.
Yeah, I know. I watched it.
I think it's a little late, but I like what he was trying to say with it. And I like that he took responsibility for, like, you know, being insensitive and not really trying to understand what the issues were, but I also feel like there is getting to a point where it's like, fam, like, we can't be held responsible for shit we did in the past, because then how can you hold us accountable to grow? Not for nothing, we probably could get canceled from shit we done in this podcast.
What do you mean?
We be wilding on this podcast. Mostly me, but you niggas be wilding too.
This is like Sirius XM type shit. We bro, say whatever the fuck you want.
Yo, thank God. Yo, bro, I was with my boy listening the other day, and he was like, yo, what race is this guy? I'm like, Martin? And he heard him say he's Albanian. I'm like, yeah, he's dying in Spanish. Like, yo, tell him stop saying the N-word. I was like, it's not that serious. He's like, yeah. Yeah, it is, nigga.
Who said that?
My boy. My nigga from Philly.
Oh.
Because that episode was funny as fuck to me. But.
Oh, with Martin? Yeah. That nigga was talking all that shit, and that nigga ended up being a part of it. That's funny. It's
podcast fever out here.
We just be on point with it. We have some weird silences sometimes, but that's because we be high.
I'm about to change the name from Frost Talk to Awkward Pause.
The awkward pauses. The occasional awkward pauses. Yo, when you realize Yo Gotti been in the kitchen since 1893.
I'm weak.
They fucked up.
Yo Gotti's one of those niggas, though, I'm not gonna lie, that made a career off singles. For real.
Yeah.
Yo Gotti's been good. OT Genesis.
I don't like him either.
I don't like what he did to Keisha. Can we talk about that? Can we talk about him being on these Keisha Cole songs?
Yeah,
and fucking hilarious. Him up, and then Keisha Cole getting mad at him about it, and then he puts it on Pornhub because she took it down from YouTube, I think. But that was according to the rap about Uncle Murder. But I'm not gonna lie. He shouldn't have remixed that shit. That shit sounded kind of like Cat Screaming.
Yeah, that shit was fucking terrible, but it was hilarious. That shit was hilarious.
But he has a connection, I think, because he's from Cali too, where he could have reached out to her before he dropped it to be like, yo, I did this. Not just, looking at music now, you don't know that trend is kind of dead now where niggas freestyle over other people's beats now. It's kind of like an old thing. You don't see that much no more. And then the last person to do it, like Jacquees. Jacquees got kind of in some hot water for doing it to an LMA song. Ohi Jennifer's got in some hot water for doing it. I think that kind of, unless you have like a established career, I think it's kind of dead for you doing that nowadays.
But it's like, why even bother doing it?
Well, back in the day, we used to like that shit, no?
Back in the days, niggas don't fuck with it now. Niggas,
that's what I'm saying. Like, now. I like that. I like when as an artist, you could take someone else's song and make it your own and give a different interpretation to it. And that, it's not always...
Some artists don't fuck with that. Some artists,
some artists do. Shit. And I think the secure artists can respect it.
That they crafted themselves.
Like, we were talking about... Before this, we were talking about the French Montana Swae Lee song, right? French and Swae didn't get mad when P&B remixed it and killed it. It added to the song and gave it more life. When Beamer, Benz, and Bentley was popping and Maino remixed it and Joel Ortiz remixed it, those shits was making this whole city. Yeah, like that shit made the song even bigger. If you're secure enough with yourself as a songwriter, as an artist, you shouldn't have a problem with someone else taking your shit and doing a little spin on it.
Banks is cool with all them niggas. So,
like, but it's different if you probably feel like the remix version is better. You feel me? Banks is just an example. I'm saying in general, if both versions are good, it could just add on to the song. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It could help the original song as well as help.
At the end of the day, you're still making your money.
Exactly.
But they're not thinking like that. They're thinking more.
Pride.
I put into my... If I was fucking a famous rapper and shit like that, yeah, I tried my very best to perfect this shit, and then you just gonna reload off my shit.
It's kind of like a look though, because I think like you look at DaBaby, right? He didn't get mad because when Nicki Minaj remixed his song, because that's a good look on for DaBaby. That's the huge artist, you know what I mean? She remixed Suge.
Cause. He's on the come up. That's why.
That's what I'm saying. I think it's different rules when it's somebody, when you're on the come up and it's somebody established that remixes your shit,
yeah,
as opposed to somebody else on the come up remixing your shit, which is what we used to see.
True.
You know what I mean?
Very true. I don't know. I feel like for that, just make a remix.
I just feel like mixtapes is just their own, like it's hard to tell between a mixtape, an EP, and an album now. You can only tell when it's like 4 songs, 5 songs. That's how we know it's an EP basically. But if it's and it's getting to a point, bro, where I'm like, we were talking about the Russ shit. At a certain point this year, I'm gonna stop paying attention to niggas' release dates, and I'm just gonna start looking at my shit every Friday, Saturday to see what's new, because it's too much to keep up with. And there's niggas like that I haven't heard. Like, I was just listening to somebody named Snow Allegra last night. And her shit bump. She a dope singer. She, you ever heard of No ID?
Yeah.
So she's No ID's artist. So he produced the whole shit. That shit is fire, son.
We're just pulling the mic. Where are
you? Feel me? And you know, No ID, that nigga gets busy. I liked, Yeah, man.
Wow, the hottest track on Apple Music right now is Yummy by Justin Bieber.
Yeah, it came out today. But Justin Bieber is a plant now, you know that. He grew. His seeds grew. Pause.
That's funny. I'm not sure I didn't mean to do that. Damn, man. So much fucking Billie Eilish. Oh, right. Ariana Grande did drop an album.
Be non-objective as you can on this last topic we're going to get into.
Okay. Oh, no wonder Cameron dropped that. Yo, why you didn't tell me all of this?
I played that's where the Cameron song was just playing.
I know. Oh, yo, don't play with me. Hold on.
How we see the Mets Yankees playing out this season? I know you like the little movie made on our guy.
Poor guy.
Dylan.
Oh, you mean our guy who just wanted to stay in New York, so he went to the other team that was in New York. Yeah. That's cool. Cool. That's fine. That's cool. I think y'all need a lot more pieces, but right now the team is looking better than last year.
You think it's going to be a walk in the park for you guys this year? For the Yankees? What? You think it's going to be a walk in the park for the Yankees this year?
Nah.
You see wild card or division?
No, they definitely take the division, but...
Definitely. So is it going to be walk in the park?
Nah, man? I don't think it's going to be walk in the park per se. I think they're going to figure out... They need to figure out their rotations. They need to figure out their lineup. Fucking batting order, all of that. Figure out what y'all doing.
They have a good farm system now, though.
Of course they do. Brian Cashman had to fucking do work. Remember, it's still not over. There's still shit that they could do. So.
I like that the Mets announced that Wilpons announced they're going to sell the team by 2025. I'm really happy about that.
The Mets?
Yeah, the Wilpons. Because they lost mad money with Madoff and they never fully recovered as they should have, so... I'm happy they're trying to finally sell the team. The earliest they could do it, though, is 2025.
I need fucking James Dolan to fucking sell the Knicks. Bitch-ass motherfucker.
You know what I do want to see, though, in New York, period, because we're such a diverse city, quote-unquote. I do want to see a Spanish or black owner on the Knicks or the Mets or whatever team, Nets, whatever, because I just feel like you need someone that kind of has like passion and that could kind of bring like more life kind of to New York sports.
A owner?
Yeah, bro.
I don't know. You need a Spanish nigga with a lot of motherfucking money.
They have been, but the league's been denying it. Like I remember when this nigga got kicked off the Clippers. Donald Sterling, right? Then the racist one that kicked off the Clippers?
Yeah.
All right. And rest in peace, David Stern. That's who that passed away. Yeah,
David Stern was the commissioner.
All right, yeah. My fault. So, yeah, when he got kicked off, I remember there were mad people like Diddy, Oprah trying to buy the team, and they got denied.
It wasn't necessarily he got kicked off. It was more he was forced to sell. Forced to resign.
Yeah.
But yeah, but the nigga who bought it now was like a super fucking mega multi quadrillionaire. So
man, I wouldn't mind Obermann and I getting the Mets. Nah, that's hopeful dreaming though. That's hopeful dreaming.
You think about
yo, in 2025, I'm gonna buy the Mets.
Pedro wanted to coach.
If Beltran could coach, I don't see why Pedro can't.
He needs to get his English better.
I like Pedro better as an analysis though. Beltran's English ain't perfect.
Yeah, that nigga's super mega Puerto Rican.
I'm actually kind of nervous about Beltran coaching. I think they should have got Girardi.
I thought the same thing, but...
Only because...
I understand why he did what he did.
It's only because I think for players to become coaches, there's a transitional period. And not all players could do it. Like, Magic didn't do it that well, you know? Like, I don't know. It's just a thing with just certain players. Like... Hard to teach other people to do what you do, and you have a different work ethic than other people.
Honestly, I think that's impossible to teach somebody to do what you do. Nobody can do what you do.
Exactly. That's what I mean,
they could do it in their perspective of what they're intaking from what you teach.
Like, I'm not saying Beltran's going to do a bad job or it's not been done before where it's doing a good job, because Girardi was a player before, right?
Yeah.
So it's
a catcher.
Yeah, exactly.
He won the chip.
Yeah. It could be done.
He was there when this nigga fucking no hitter.
But there's always a transitional period though of a year or two getting into it, getting there. Beltran is coming into a situation where Mets fans want wins. They don't want more next year. They want.
And as Mets fans, and I could say this because I'm a Knicks fan, mm-hmm. niggas need to be more fucking patient and understand that, my nigga. You have to build a team. You don't instantly get a team.
Y'all niggas was the Knicks been doing crazy shit though since like.
Nah, we've been fucking cocky because our owner's a piece of shit who just don't fucking. Nigga don't make smart moves. He just fucks up everything that has to do with basketball. So thinking he's going to be a fucking little rock and roll guy and shit with his fucking trash ass band. Bitch ass little fat piece of shit. I think he owns like MSG Network
and
shit.
Yeah. Bitch ass. Owns MSG. Fucking. Yeah, man.
Just sell the team, nigga. You a billionaire, nigga. You don't need.
Or.
The Knicks is fucking chump change.
You call some niggas from the Bronx. You feel me? Wait outside MSG.
Oh, that ain't happening.
You already know.
I don't think niggas tried to do that shit before. Try to fucking mollywop that little fat motherfucker. When fucking Charles Oakley tried to fucking yoke that nigga up, that shit was funny.
You know it was disgusting when they made Ewing leave. That was disgusting.
That Charles Oakley.
Oh yeah, my fault.
Forgot what happened there. He was like yelling at him or something. She was yelling
that was disgusting. That was mad disgusting. I didn't like that.
Like my nigga, that nigga's a fucking all time great Nick, and y'all fucking drag him out the fucking. That was wild disrespectful. And that was because him. He told them to get him out. Fucking fat piece of motherfucking shit. We're going to title this one, Fuck James Dolan.
Fuck James Dolan. I like that. Fuck James Dolan.
You little fucking fat shish kebab fucking eating piece of fucking fat lardo ass fucking whale fart.
Pop your shit. Bitch. Pop that shit.
Exactly what the fuck I'm doing. If you shut the fuck up, I'm going to keep going.
I'm ad-libbing you. I'm Swizzy. Let's go.
It throws me off when you do that.
Jesus.
About to hit these niggas with these fucking bars. No, I'm not rapping. Too high. Look at that shit, nigga.
This has been Fuck James Dolan. Frost Talk.
Frost Talk. I love my Knicks, though. I'll forever be a Knicks fan. I'm sorry. They suck. We one of the shittiest teams in the fucking NBA. We have been for a long time, but that's fine. I mean, it's not fine, but I stay loyal to my teams.
When you're used to losing, you're used to losing. I'm a Mets fan. I understand. So
I'm also a Giants fan, so.
y'all got some. If you was and a Jets we, fan, you would understand. Super mega poop. If you was a Jets fan, I'd understand. What's going to happen with Eli Manning?
He's retired.
He is?
Why do you think they let him finish off the...
Where does he rank in his legacy? As a Giant.
As a Giant? He's considered one of the best quarterbacks that the Giants had. He's a Hall of Famer.
He's a Brady killer.
He's a Hall of Famer.
Nigga's a Brady killer, nigga.
Yeah, beat that nigga. If I'm not mistaken, he beat them while they were undefeated twice.
Facts, I think so.
And they started off the season 0-6. And then they won their 0-5 or some shit like that. Then they came back and won all those games. Eli did his thing, man. Even though he's like the shittiest quarterback in the league right now. I mean, nah, there's a couple shittier than him, but he sucks. But he's old, you know?
We never spoke about Kaepernick, and I don't want to. All I'm going to say is that Kaepernick has been, to me, last year, pulled the biggest scam artist shit of the year. Only because for about 2 or 3 years, you're making the biggest deal or whatever about how we should kneel and march with you and stand with you as you get your job, fighting for your job or whatever, and fighting for human rights and all that. We get it. And then you get the opportunity and drop the ball and fuck it up on purpose, which it seems like. Whatever the technicalities of it is, it's kind of like, all right, I'm watching football again. So next season, I'm going to watch football and I'm going to pay attention. Let's go Jets. We out of here.